from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Man, this is all right. So Kyle Anderson's coming up momentarily. Warriors acquired him during free agency a week ago, and we got him. Kyle Anderson, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. What's going on, Kyle? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Let me start here. Well, welcome to the Bay, first of all. And anyway. Oh, man. So when did the Warriors first show up on your radar?
I would say at the start of free agency. You know, my agent just let me know there was some interest. You know, obviously there was some interest on our side, like, you know, just playing against the Warriors for so long, my whole career, and just, you know, seeing how they've done things with class, won and lost with class. You know, it's a top-tier organization. So, it popped up at the start of free agency.
Kyle, you got a unique style. Like, we both are fans of your game. When you look at this Warrior offense and system, what do you bring to it?
I would say, I always playing against the Warriors, I realize you got to have a high IQ to play for Coach Kerr. You know, just with the sets he runs and their offense is a lot of read and react and, you know, making plays on your own and being unselfish. So I think that's my game right there. I think I fit right in. Since my rookie year, I've always thought I'd fit in really well with this team. Mm. It's something I'm really excited about.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? How would you describe your game to someone who's never seen it?
How would I describe my game? You know, I think to maybe the avid fan, you know, someone who doesn't know the game but loves the game and watches the game here and there, but is not really in tune with it, I think to them, I don't think they'll take a liking to my game. I think that type of fan would want to see a lot of threes, a lot of dunks, a lot of flashy plays. And you probably won't get that out of me. To me, I think more people who, you know the game and can see things that don't show up on the stat sheet, I think, you know, those type of people really take a liking to my game. And, you know, just people that understand how to play the game, really. I think I'm an unselfish guy. I think I make a lot of plays that don't show up on the stat sheet. I try to defend and rebound as well as I can, you know, focus on things I can control. And just a playmaker in general, that's really the guy I've been my whole career. You know, even in high school, like, I wasn't a 30-point-per-game scorer. My game today, you see, is the game I've always had.
Kyle, I love it, and I just referred to your game as unique, but you also have a unique new teammate in Draymond Green who you've battled with. What's it like, and what's it like going up against him and now knowing he will be riding with you to try to, you know, get back to the promised land?
Yeah, I've always loved Dre. Draymond, since since my rookie year as well. And he's a guy that it looks like, you know, it's a SOB to play against him. But, you know, when you got him on your team, you know, you know, I'm sure you enjoy, you know, the passion and the energy that he brings. Also the IQ. He's one of the best to ever do what he does. He, you know, kind of transcended the game into a small ball game for all 30 teams in this league. So, you know, and he's a winner. It's as simple as that. So I'm super excited to play alongside of him.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests appear via the River Islands guest line. You know, Kyle, you're not – obviously your nickname is Slow-Mo, but my question is this. Defensively, you are – you're good. You're a really good defensive player, and your lateral movement obviously is one of your advantages on the defensive end. Why are you such a good defender? What enables you to be the defender you are?
I just try to work on it really in the summertime. I think a lot of it is watching film, you know, knowing guys' tendencies. You know, like NBA players don't have a whole lot of moves in their bag. They really all do the same moves. You know, 82 games, you know, all year, they the film is going to show, you know, what they like, where they like to go, their tendencies, things like that. So, and I also, you know, coming into this league, I was told, who am I going to be able to guard in this league? Which I thought was nonsense because, you know, I think defense is all, you know, effort. So, I think just, you know, really buying in on that end and really making a niche of being a good defender, just, you know, trying to keep it going, really, you know, just, you know, having some care on the defensive end.
We were talking about your, what are we going to ask him? Your last 2 years at St. Anthony's in high school going 65-0. I told my partner, I want to know the origin of the nickname Slow-Mo. Where'd you get that from?
I got that at about like 10 years old. We went to 10 and under nationals and, you know, we would play against the teams from down south, and you know, they obviously liked my game. They thought I was really good, and they would just call me Slow-Mo. Like, I don't even think they knew my real name. Like, you know, they had that country accent, and oh man, that's Slow-Mo. So that's just always where it came from. It stuck with me from then. But even back in New York City, another big time tournament that I played in as a kid, it was actually a league called IS8 in Queens, New York. And the announcer, Pete Edwards, you know, he kind of just gave me the nickname Slow-Mo. So, you know, from those, you know, two standpoints, you know, the nickname just stuck with me and came about.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. You know, it's interesting. Like, so you didn't take it as an insult, Slow-Mo.
No, I never took it as an insult. I thought I'd been moving fast.
It worked, though. It worked for you, baby.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. It's kind of funny because I'm describing your game and I'm thinking about your game, and I feel like I almost have to be careful because some of the things that come out might not be flattering. Like, I always thought that the best opportunity for an NBA player is you got to have one thing you do great, one thing. And you can't really be a jack of all trades and a master of none. But when I look at you, I do not one thing really sticks out, but I do feel like he can do a lot of things. Mm. Like, is that a compliment, an insult, or in between?
No, that was pretty offensive. No, I'm totally kidding. No, that doesn't bother me. Look, this will be my 11th season coming up. A lot of people can say what they want, but I've always knew the type of style that I play and the way I play and the winning basketball I play, competing on the defensive end. I knew that would help me stick around in the league. You know, so you know, it doesn't bother me one bit.
And I got to ask you about the pass. I'm watching Team USA. To Curry, your new teammate, man, no adjectives to describe what he's meant to the league and what he's done, but also your former teammate, Anthony Edwards. I mean, he had a hell of a jump, and it seems like he's next. I just want to ask you, are you shocked at what you saw from him, the growth, per se?
No, not at all. Not shocked. I got a chance to play against him in a playoff series with Memphis. I think this was That was the year you guys won it, 2022.
Right.
I had the chance to play against him. I knew he was the real deal. And then just becoming his teammate and, you know, seeing how hard he works and how much he cares. And, you know, like, honestly, forget basketball. Like, he's such a great person and such a great teammate that's the most impressive thing about him. Like, you know, obviously he does his thing on the court. He's really good. But, like, the person and the kid and the teammate that he is far more impressive than, you know, anything he could do on the court. So I really enjoyed being around Ant, like, as a person. And then, obviously, what he brings on the basketball court was huge.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game, newest Golden State Warriors acquisition. You're obviously a student of the game. I've never heard anybody say that they spend the summers working on defense. But nevertheless, let me ask you about what you've already seen with the Warriors. Now, you don't know what your role is going to be, but you know who's on their roster and how they have played in the past. What do you think you can bring to this table, and how will you just kind of flow along and see what's needed to be done? How does a new player integrate himself to a new team?
Well, first, I don't want to make it seem like I'm just strictly working on defense in the summertime. Like, it's a few drills that could be implemented in our workouts that can help me on the defensive end.
But, you didn't have to do that.
We love it.
You didn't have to do that.
I don't want to make it seem like, yeah, I'm this big time defender who, you know, works on it and come. You know, it's here and there we throw some drills in that can help me out. But as far as my game and fitting in, like, I'm just gonna be who I am, really. I'm a guy that, you know, when I step out there, I focus on what I can control, going out there, defending, rebounding. I think those are, you know, signs of, you know, how you can affect the game and play hard and things you can control. And then on the offensive end, you know, just be a playmaker. I'm a guy that can get the rebound, start a break, you know, make the throw ahead pass, get the hockey assist, make the extra pass or playmake and get the assist myself. So that's just, I can only be myself when coming into this new offense. And I think, you know, from watching the Warriors, they have a lot of high IQ guys. I'm a high IQ guy. I think we're going to figure it out. It might not click right away, but it's not something I'm worried about. I think I could fit into any offense in the league, to be honest.
I love that. Kyle, as far as music, we got E-40, Too Short. How familiar are you with the Bay Area, and what have you learned so far from it?
I'm not too familiar. You know, this is brand new to me, but I have always loved Too Short, E-40,
Sugar
Free, a bunch of Bay Area rappers. Like, you know, I respect California a lot. I love the Bay. Obviously, I went to UCLA. I haven't spent much time in the Bay, but I'm super excited to be a part of it and live there and lose myself in the culture.
Hey, Kyle, you were on the Spurs in 17 when Kawhi got hurt in the first game, the Western Conference Finals. If Kawhi doesn't get hurt, you beat the Warriors that year in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, I think so. Just the way we were playing that year. And, I remember Kawhi kept saying it the whole time, like, we're going to beat these guys. And seeing how he played and see how he came out in game one, it was like, all right, yeah, we got a chance. We're going to get it done. And then, you know, unfortunately, the injury happened and, you know, things went left after that. But I thought we had a good chance we was going to win that series.
Yeah, you guys were up 25 in that first game. It's one we talk about.
It was only game one, but I knew it would have been a long series. You know, that wasn't to tell for how the series would go. But I thought we had a really good shot at winning that series. I thought we would have won it. But, you know, who's to say who would have won at this point?
Kyle, now another addition the Warriors made was bringing in your former teammate, D'Anthony Melton. Tell us how big of a deal it is to have familiarity with him coming to a new locale, just like he is for the first time.
Yeah, that's big time, man. That's my guy. Obviously, on the court, we played together, but off the court, we're super tight. We built, you know, a really good bond in Memphis our 2 years there. We were in a bubble together. That's my guy. It's a lot of fun playing alongside of him. His offense has come a long way. He's a really good shooter, can play make, can keep possessions alive, but he's a threat defensively. Someone who, like, you know, enjoys getting in the stands and getting stops or – He's really good with his hands. You know, he's just a fun player to play alongside with because he plays hard and how he approaches the game. So Melt is my guy. I'm super excited to be back with him.
Can I assume, Kyle, that he can guard multiple positions? Because I'm starting to look at this roster, and if he can do it, you obviously can do it, and, you know, Wiggins can do it, and it's one of the things the Warriors have done over the years is switch everything. So I take it Melton can do that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You could count on Melt to get that done.
Hey, Kyle, really appreciate it, man.
Excited, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're excited. Oh, I know. One more thing. What was there a story behind the Jason Richardson T-shirt that you wore as a boy that you posted on your Instagram?
Nah, no story behind it. Honestly, I just always had that jersey. Like it was a Nike Swingman, which was a huge deal back in those days to have one. I've always loved Jay Rich. I love that We Believe team. So when I seen the throwback jersey back in the day, I knew I had to have it. And then, you know, fast forward 15 years later, I signed with the Warriors, and it's just a full circle moment, man. I've always been a big fan, big student of the game, and these guys that have played before me and paved the way. So, you know, it's a full circle moment to put a Warriors jersey on now.
Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us, man. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
No, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be a fun one.
Yes, sir. That's Kyle Anderson. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.